Good morning. This is Lance Kenmore with the Kenmore team, and I'd like to welcome you to this week's edition of the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update. As always, you can contact me, Lance Kenmore, anytime direct on my cell phone at 509-727-8977, or visit us on the web at kenmoreteam.com. Once again, I always like to thank John for hosting and everybody here at the station for working to make this happen. Mr. John McKay, how you doing over there?
Well, I don't want anybody to throw anything at us, but our family already put up the indoor decorations.
Off the air, you and I were talking. You got excited when we had Jason Klavansky on a few weeks ago talking about Christmas lights, didn't
you?
Yes,
I still got to do the outdoor, though.
Okay, you still have to do the outdoor, but yes, it is. I mean, this is our Thanksgiving show. Mm-hmm. We always like to hit it up the weekend before.
And yes.
So it's crazy to think that here we are doing the Thanksgiving show. And yeah, it's a fun time of year. People are starting to decorate homes. And we talked last week about sometimes that makes them easier to sell in situations. So fun time of year for sure. Well, before we jump into that, we always like to start off with our crazy celebrity real estate story. And here you go with a potential, I've noticed that all retailers have started with their pre-Black Friday deals. Or yeah, it's Black Friday all month now.
They had cans of black spray paint out in September.
So I've got your BOGO. I've got your buy one, get one celebrity real estate house.
Okay.
This one is in the Hamptons.
It's
only $4.59 million. So if you want to do Thanksgiving in the Hamptons next
year.
These properties were done by a renowned New York architect firm, the 1100 Architect.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like contemporary homes on 2.5 acres in the Hamptons. Now, each one is only, they're smaller, like 1,100 square feet, McKay. You're going to have to jam into your vacation home in the Hamptons.
Yeah.
But they can, like they said, for development purposes, you could create the ultimate family compound, and they've already got two properties combined to be 4 beds, 4 baths, 2,300 square feet. They are cool looking contemporary properties. I just don't have an extra $4.59 million lying around.
No, most of us don't.
But that is your celebrity Black Friday BOGO real estate deal.
Yeah. Does it come with Dom Perignon and a BMW?
I tell you what, if you use me for the referral, not the BMW, but I'll throw in the Don.
Okay.
So back, though, to our local real estate news. I got to tell you, this is super, finally, some good news on the mortgage rate front.
Good.
And so this last week, on Tuesday, mortgage rates actually had their biggest one-day drop that they've had in 4 years.
Wow.
And so what we've seen happening is because of that, home buyer demand and mortgage applications have increased the last 2 weeks because of this. But there was basically investors are believing, and there's some talk coming out of the Fed that they are now coming out with information that they are likely done with their hiking.
Ooh.
And so based upon that news, that the mortgage markets kind of rallied there, and rates fell by 20 basis points on Tuesday. So good sign in the mortgage rates there. It actually, on our front, if people are applying for more mortgages, that means they're out shopping for houses again, and there's more buyers coming back into the market. We saw a very similar uptick in our amount of phone calls and online inquiries and looking over the past week. So even though we're coming up on our big holiday week here, there are still a lot of activity in the mortgage market, in the real estate market. If you have any questions about what those rates look like or lending, please go to kenmoreteam.com and shoot us our message. So as we like to do every year with our tradition here, this is our Thanksgiving show.
Yes.
And so we like to show some gratitude out there for what was important to us personally throughout the year and what that looks like and what I'm thankful both in the real estate world and our personal world. So because of that, we like to start off, and I kind of went through and looked at my list of some of the things that I'm grateful for. And to start off, one in the real estate world, for me personally, the first thing that came to mind as I was prepping for the show in a year like 2023 has been, where we've had a slower real estate market and higher rates, I am very, very thankful and grateful to. I put down strong relationships with past clients and friends and family.
Yes.
That is just a massive thing for me to be grateful for, because when the market shifts like it did, when you have rates over the course of a year more than double and there's less transactions in the market, we talked about that all year. When that happens, your deep, long-lasting relationships that you have with clients and your client base, those really shine through in your business and adds to the longevity of your business. And it's no secret that there's a combination in my business of, you know, hard work combined with critical thinking, but also great relationships. And so, you know, it's a different model for me when I have a huge database of past clients and people that know, love, and trust what we've done in our business. And I'm really thankful for that, because I tell you what, there is a lot of agencies and agents out there in the market that have only been doing this a year or 2 years. And when a market changes like that and they don't have those strong relationships, it's much harder. So when I look at what's going on in my world and what's happening with us, I am super, super thankful and grateful to those strong relationships with past clients and community members that we have. And they've given us a lot of referrals and a lot of help over the course of the year. So, McKay, I didn't let you do a ton of prep for the show, but I know you're good at this, so I got to give you your turn now. Like, it's the Thanksgiving show special. When you look at what's going on in your life, what comes to mind?
Well, thankful, first of all, that we are fully functioning and here on the planet. Health.
Yes.
It's undervalued.
Oh my gosh, you hit it. So you nailed it. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And thankful for the success and the challenges in the work and the family.
Okay. Awesome. Well, those are very, very similar to.
And thankful that a few years ago we learned the hard way, when you're peeling the sweet potatoes or the yams, don't try to run the rinds down the disposal.
Yes, yes, yes. That you are working in a property management tip for that.
Yes.
That is not something that goes through disposals, and
otherwise you got to pour in the vinegar and the baking soda and then you have a mess and then scoop it out, you know.
And it is a lot for sure, but you nailed it. And actually you took my number two that I had in there, and the second thing that I wrote on the list, thinking more holistically outside of the real estate market, but the second thing I put down on that list was family, both my immediate family and my real estate family. And a lot has caused me to reflect on that this year, because, you know, and like in my current situation, you and I have talked, and I've talked on the air before, that I have kids that are now off to college and adulting. And so it's interesting when that happens. And we are still very connected and stuff, but when that happens and there's no more, you know, hockey practices and school functions to go to and stuff, what it does, though, is it gives you a section of your life to create other relationships.
Yes.
And have deeper bonds in some other areas. And so as I looked at that and said, I'm super reflective of the fact and thankful that, number one, some mentors and friends helped me realize that.
Yes.
And number two, that we have a great community to where you can establish those relationships. So that's a big thing. And, you know, my family, and I work with my wife daily, and I mean, who's kidding who? I might be on the radio, but we all know she runs the business practically. So I just show up and talk to John McKay. So I'm very, very thankful for that people are, you know, out in the world. Our kids are off, you know, having a healthy life as well, and really exploring the world and figuring some things out. So that is a huge, huge one. And then with that category that I wrote down there, and I think this week is a great one for everybody listening out there to talk to and get a hold of, is I wrote down my mentors and coaches. And, you know, we don't just run everything independently. Mm-hmm. I mean, the stuff that we bring to the real estate market and that we work in Tri-Cities and do, yeah, yes, there's a lot of critical thinking that comes into that, into play with that. But I'm sometimes a better copier, newer, that's not a word, but it's a Lance word. I'm a better copy newer than entrepreneur sometimes. And that means, what that means is we have a lot of mentors and business coaches across the US, and we're able to get together and share ideas and talk about what's working in the different markets. And we've used a lot of that advice and trends and tips and tricks in the market to help people get their homes sold or find new homes or get financed for homes. So
yes,
shout out to all of those mentors and coaches that have helped us get to this point. It makes a big, big difference in our business and what we do on a daily grind. Folks, that's bringing us up to our first hard break. We are having our real estate Thanksgiving show. Every year we kind of take a little bit time out of our normal topics to say, what are we thankful for in the real estate business? What are we thankful for in our lives? When we come back from the break, I'm thankful we have some inventory to talk about with the Pick 3, and we'll get to that right when we come back.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house. In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our house.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our... Welcome back to the Tri-Cities Real Estate Update Thanksgiving Edition. We've been talking about all of the things that we're thankful for in our business and life and the market. And I'm thankful for inventory, because it gives options out there for home buyers and people looking. And we've got a Pick 3 on, and we've got some spectacular homes on the Pick 3 this week. Pick number one, this one does not come up very often, but we have a stunning third floor condo at Columbia Point that overlooks the marina and the river.
Ooh.
And so it's at the Moorings. It's one of the top floor condos, the big three bedroom, three bath addition, almost 3,400 square feet. That's an elevated building.
Wow.
With garage covered underground parking, which is also hard to find in that condo market. And McKay, I want to tell you, you can avoid a lot of legal action walking home from Bud's Broiler and Anthony's.
Yes.
And not having to drive. Plus the New Mexican restaurant going in, yes, down there. Uh-huh. So I tell you what, this is not just a condo you're buying. This is the lifestyle, McKay.
Yeah.
You've got the walking path out there, the marina. It's like I said, these don't turn over very often. So we're super excited to bring that to market. And that is priced at just under $1.1 million,
wow,
there. But a beautiful, they're not making any more land along the Columbia River.
No.
And this is a chance to get right on it. Pick number two, I'm going to take you out to West Richland, 101904 North Harrington. And this is a great property. This is a Spanish-style retreat. Two parcels out there. Making up 2.08 acres. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath home. You get kind of that rural charm, modern comfort, just over 3,000 square feet, wraparound driveway, in-ground pool, workshop, absolutely just a fantastic property. And what I love about it, you get a detached three-car garage that gives you additional storage, super convenient, as well as a 1,200 square foot shop. So you're getting all of this, and you have those two parcels, right? So buy one house, and then if you really like your in-laws, build them a house on the other parcel. Okay. So that's coming in priced out there at $750,000. Amazing property. And for those that know that Harrington Road neighborhood out there, super tight-knit group, awesome spot out there. Pick number three, I'm taking you back to Pasco, 4911 Sonora Drive. This is a four-bedroom, three-bath, 3,000-square-foot home. Main floor has formal living room, formal dining room, awesome welcome space for gatherings, well-equipped kitchen, granite-topped island, upper cabinets with glass doors, super stylish, primary suite. Is an absolute retreat as well. Coffered ceiling, dual sink vanities, jetted tub, separate shower. Mm-hmm. Awesome primary suite. Outside, you've got an extra garden shed, adds to your storage options, three-car garage, lots of space for storage. And that's coming in priced at $540,000. So, folks, when we're getting close to 900 homes on the market. And so when you do that, we're constantly putting on new inventory. That's the highest number that we've probably seen in 4 years. So buyers out there actually have some choices now. You combine that with rates this last week starting to come back down. I see a lot of positive signs in the real estate market. And that actually leads me to my next thankfulness point that I wrote down for the show. And even the way it is, and I think there's a lot of agents out there that probably would not agree with me, but I am super thankful for our market right now. And one of the reasons that I am is because what we've seen happen is we saw the Tri-Cities market grow a lot of equity for a lot of home buyers in a short period of time, but then it's maintained that, meaning there wasn't a 10% crash or a 15% crash. Like our market has resisted that and stayed. It's not growing as fast as it was, but we knew that was an unsustainable growth rate.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for us to get back to a more predictable market. And I'm super thankful that we have 900 homes on the market. We have choices. When a buyer walks in the door, you don't have to say, oh, here's the two houses that meet your criteria. And by the way, you're going to have to waive appraisal and waive inspection. That wasn't a super fun time for a lot of buyers.
No.
It was very frustrating. Well, we've gotten rid of a lot of those frustrations. And so I'm very, very thankful that we get closer to a more balanced market. And I really like that. And we've still got some room to grow. Like I say, we're at 900 homes on the market right now. I really see a lot of value in us being, I personally want us to be at about 1,200 homes on the market. And I think that's a really balanced market, which gives sellers good equity, able to still sell, and buyers a lot of great choices. I already said on the show a couple times, rates are dropping in that situation. And this is a market that allows us to really show our professionalism. Meaning that if we look back, say, a year and a half ago, you could take a couple snaps with a cell phone and maybe not even do that. Some listings didn't even have pictures on home and they were still selling. But a lot of crazy things happened in that market that I, wouldn't want to have happen all the time. And so when we get back to a normalized market, people have time to seek out our advice, talk to us about questions, time to make decisions. That is, and then also to use our advertising and our pool of buyers to help get homes sold. That is a market that I absolutely shine in and feel super blessed to have that back in our lives. So
normalcy.
Yeah. So I'm very, very excited about that market. And I'm very thankful for what's going on right now in real estate with that being the case. The next thing that I wrote down that was super big for us is I'm thankful for acquisitions. And acquisitions for me is acquisitions of agents. We've had some agents join our team in the last few months, which have brought a tremendous amount of energy and thankfulness to me personally. So it is super fun to take agents that have either, you know, been struggling or not sure about this market, or only struggling from the fact they've never been through a market like this, and they don't know what that looks like because they've only been in the business for 3 or 4 years. So they only know one kind of market. So I'm really thankful that we've been able to acquire some of those agents. We're in massive talks with a large number, probably the largest number I've talked to in the last 5 or 6 years, about some additional agents joining our team and making the change for the new year. And I got to tell you, that gets me jumping out of bed in the morning with excitement, because they have excitement. We're able to add our program, our system with them. And so I'm very, very thankful for that. And then also acquisitions of other businesses. We have been very, very fortunate that we've been able to buy some books of businesses, some additional property management units, and then get owners transitioned to an amazing system that we have. And so having those acquisitions in place have made our team stronger. And so I'm very, very thankful for our outlook for acquisitions, which that's a little different than I normally have on the list, which is awesome. And like I said, gets me very, very excited about what's going on there. And then as we wrap up, I mean, the last thing that I've got to say is, of course, is our listeners on the radio show who, you know, reach out to us and come to our events. And, you know, it was really, really interesting. I think it was probably September this year. So just a few months ago when we had the Parade of Homes and people were back out in the community, and especially people that tune in and listen to Real Estate and Talk About It. I was absolutely blown away by that event and how many of our radio listeners participated and are out there in the community. So, you know, that really, you know, re-energized me to bring better content and do a better job and just be like, okay, this is awesome. And so thank you for being, you know, supporting what we do and being around. Also, the large amount of referrals that you send to the Kenmore team are incredible. So our listeners, in combination with those that become clients, I am just super thankful. It makes our business go around, and it makes our business, it's what makes our business work. And so we really take this week for our past clients, and we do some additional client appreciation events, and being able to see our clients come back and talk to us the Thanksgiving week and love on them is super powerful. So all of the you that have been listeners and then have also over the years have transitioned to be clients, from our real estate family, my personal family, to you guys, I just want everybody to have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And just say thank you so much for what you do. And as always, as part of that, we will be right back here next week talking about real estate.
Right here on News Talk 870. Our house.